الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين forgive me if I'm emotional today But I'm thinking that in a few days' time, it will be Eid. And a topic that's very close to my heart, that I have to a degree almost cut myself off from, but by default of something I had to do a few days ago, I basically had to face up to the reality of the situation. And after facing up to the reality of the situation, I felt that I cannot have a normal Eid this year. How can I celebrate Eid? And yes, we will celebrate Eid. We will come to the masjid and we will make our Salat al-Eid. And we will greet each other with mahabba and ukhuwa. And we will love each other for the sake of Allah. And we will love for each other what we love for ourselves. But as we have maybe slept the previous night in our warm beds and stood up, alhamdulillah, it is Eid al-Fitr. So our wives have prepared for us a nice breakfast. Khabakta burat and salt flakes, like a cup of tea, putting on our best clothing, our best thobe, and we make our way to our masjid. Our masjid. Allah. Wallahi, we are so asleep, Jamaat al-Muslimin. We are so lost, wallahi, we are so lost, and I started myself. In the time of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, when Masjid al-Aqsa was in the hands of the Crusaders, and so many Muslims had died, had been martyred. From 1099, when the Crusaders entered Jerusalem on the 14th of July. I've mentioned the story before, I don't need to mention it again. But after the Muslim world had suffered so much, and one day he was sitting with his companions and somebody told a joke, and they all laughed and they smiled. And they looked at Salah ad-Din and said, Ya Salah ad-Din, lima la tabtasim? Oh Salah ad-Din, why don't you smile? Why don't you laugh with us? فَقَالَ وَكَيْفَ أَبْتَسِمْ وَمَسْجِدَ الْأَقْصَى فِي أَيْدِ الصَّلِيبِيِّينَ He said, how can I smile? How can I laugh? And Masjid al-Aqsa is in the hands of the Crusaders. In those days, there was no internet. There wasn't even television or radio. So news used to travel via messengers, sometimes via pigeons, but it took days, sometimes weeks, to find out about a disaster, to find out about a calamity. And then the people were unsure because the people had to now imagine. They couldn't even visualize. But we are watching it live as it is happening. But life goes on. We go back to work. We go even on holiday. We fill our cupboards and our fridges and our freezers. Jamaat al-Muslimin, Syria will be remembered as the greatest shame on humanity in the 21st century. The greatest humanitarian disaster since the end of the Second World War. And basically, generally speaking, the whole world has turned their backs on Syria. Syria has 14 governorates with 65 districts. I will name them for you. Halab, otherwise known as Aleppo, As-Suwayda, Raqqa, Reef Dimashq, Dar'a, where the revolution began, Idlib, Qunaytara, Latakia, Tardus, and Dimashq itself. 14 governorates. Not one governorate in Syria has been left untouched from this war. And can we even call it a war? More like a massacre. Yes, many sides have committed atrocities, even Muslims against Muslims. I'm not going to go into the politics of it. Wallahi, I haven't got time for that. My theme for today is, how do we celebrate Eid? Billahi alaikum, how do we celebrate Eid? How are our brothers and sisters in Syria celebrating Eid? 570,000 shaheed. That's minimum. Those are official statistics. 570,000. Of which 16,000 are women and 30,000 are children. Now you can imagine how. So you can imagine. And a family, the Al Yateem family, that was their surname, Al Yateem, the orphan. I studied with one of their sons when I was in Medina, Usama al-Yateem. They lived in a little qariya, in a little village, one of the districts of Dar'a, known as Jasim, next to the village of Nawa, where Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala is buried. And I visited them, and I knocked on the door, and his mother came, Min. She was actually saying Man, meaning who. But in the Syrian accent, Min. So I said, Ana Riyad. I am Riyad, the friend of Osama.
He said, Osama mo bil bayt, Osama fi Saudiya. Osama is not here. He's working in Saudi Arabia.
So I said, okay, Jazakallah khairan. And I was about to leave. Wallahi, she opened the door and she said, La!
Tfaddal ya akhi.
I'm a complete stranger. She doesn't know me from a bar of soap, as we would say.
A family, يعني متوسط الحال.
In other words, not a wealthy family at all. Not by a far stretch of the imagination.
18 children, one family.
In fact, she had 22 children. Four of them died. Her husband came. I had three other people with me. They made a feast for us. And insisted, the others had to go back to Damascus, they insisted that I spend the night.
These are the beautiful people of Sham. Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina wa Yamanina.
Oh Allah, bless us in the people of Sham and in the people of Yemen. This is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Sham and look at Yemen.
We don't understand what blessings are. We don't understand what blessing.
We only feel we've been blessed if we've got fulus, paisa. Let me say, Allah loves me because I got money. La wallah.
Look at that dua. Allah bless us in the people of Sham and the people of Yemen. Look today, the people of Sham and Yemen.
Yet you probably find that there aren't two nations that are closer to Allah now than anybody else in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because that is the nature of adversity. When you have nobody, you only have Allah.
يا صاحب الهم إن الهم منفرج أبشر بخير فإن الفارج الله اليأس يقتوى أحيانا بصاحبه لا تيأسن فإن الكافي الله الله يحدث بعد العسر ميسرة لا تجزعن فإن الصاني الله إذا بليت فثق بالله وارض به إن الذي يكشف البلوى هو الله والله ما لك غير الله من أحد فحسبك الله في كل لك الله.
The poet says, يا صاحب الهم. You know what is هم? الهم والغم. O ye who is overcome with worry and anxiety and sadness and depression. Abshir bi khayrin. Take the glad tidings of goodness. فَإِنَّ الْفَارِجَ اللَّهُ. Because Allah is the one that can remove all that worry and sadness and anxiety.
أَلْيَأْسُ. What is yes?
To be despondent. Being despondent sometimes gets the better of you.
La tayasanna, don't despair. فَإِنَّ الْكَافِيَ اللَّهُ.
Allah is enough for you.
الله يُحْدِثُ بَعْدَ الْعُسْرِ مَيْسَرَةً.
Allah brings ease with difficulty. I'm using the word with because Allah uses it twice in the Holy Quran. إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. It comes with difficulty. It's not difficulty, then a gap, and then ease. No. With every difficulty comes ease. With every difficulty comes ease. Many verses are repeated in the Quran, but only this one right after each other. Double affirmation.
Allah yuhdithu ba'd al-usri maysaratan la tajza'anna.
Don't feel helpless. فَإِنَّ الصَّانِعَ اللَّهُ.
Because Allah is the controller of all the affairs. إِذَا بُلِيتَ.
If you are tested.
فَثِقْ بِلَاهِ. Put your trust in Allah. وَارْضَ بِهِ.
And be pleased with Him.
إِنَّ الَّذِي يَكْشِفُ الْبَلْوَى هُوَ اللَّهُ.
For indeed the one who will remove that calamity is Allah.
وَاللَّهِ.
At the end he says, by Allah.
مَا لَكَ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ.
And we say this to our brothers and sisters in Syria today. And in Yemen, wherever else they might be suffering in this world.
Wallahi, we swear by Allah. We take an oath by Allah. مَا لَكَ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. You have nobody but Allah. مَا لَكَ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ فَحَزْبُكَ اللَّهُ فِي كُلٍّ لَكَ اللَّهُ. Allah is enough for you in everything. You have Allah. Allah, ya Rab, إذا داقت عليك الدنيا فقل يا الله. If the dunya becomes narrow for you, then say, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Jamaat al-Muslimin, 570,000 shaheed. Plus, and the numbers are going up. You've heard about Idlib? I lived in Idlib for a short time. Subhanallah. Small villages where they had industries in their homes. I found a brother in his house manufacturing. At the back he had built a shelter. He was manufacturing fridges. This is back in the year 2001. Idlib, a big province. If you take Idlib and Hama, Idlib is about 6,000 square kilometers. Hama is about 8,000 square kilometers. Both have a population of about 1.5 million. They are being bombed as we sit here in this masjid. When I was studying in Madinat al-Munawwara, I lived with a brother from Idlib, Hamad bin Shahat al-Muhammad. That was his name. He's in Italy today. In fact, he could never go back to Syria because of what they do to the youth. I'm speaking now even before the war, what they would do to the youth by forcing them to go to the army. And it was only basically a vehicle, send them to the army, break them down, break their spirit, keep them from salah, swear at them, insult them, treat them worse than animals in order to make takhrib, in order to destroy their deen. So he went to Italy. Hamad told me when I was studying with him in Medina, this is now over 25 years ago. Approximately 25 years ago. He said in Idlib, there hasn't been a murder for 35 years. In a province of 6,000 square kilometers, of 1.5 million people. Today people are dying every day. 570,000 shaheed. 16,000 women. 30,000 children. 100,000 orphans. $15,000 Can you imagine something like that? 15,000 12 million refugees. 7.6 million, which are internal, and the rest are outside of the country. And only a small percentage of those 7.6 million actually live in refugee camps. The rest are living out in the open. Now just remember this when you come to the masjid. وَأَنَّ مَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدَعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And know that the masajid belong to Allah. So associate no partners in the worship of Allah. When you come to the masjid of Allah on the day of Eid, I want you to ask yourself the question, I wonder where my brothers and my sisters are making Salat al-Eid. In Syria, when 39% of the masajid have been utterly destroyed. About 14,000 masajid, utterly destroyed. Wallah, it's something beyond our imagination, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Prison! There were conservative figures of about 200,000 that were imprisoned. But a recent report has come out that alone there's been 175,000 of our sisters and our mothers that have been sent to prison.
And if you must know what they do. You know, there was a time in the Arab world when we were the inventors. Allah, we invented so many things. We even invented the algorithm, Al-Khwarizmi. Without Al-Khwarizmi, you wouldn't have the algorithm and you wouldn't have computers. In fact, he even invented Al-Jibr, Al-Jibr wal-Muqabala,
where we get the word algebra from. Ibn Haytham, the first man to take out cataracts with a hollowed out point of a needle in the 11th century, the father of modern day optics, Ibn Haytham. And we can go on and on. We require not just one, but many khutab just to speak about the inventions that came from the Muslimin, from the Arabs and the non-Arabs of the Muslimin. But if I'm to ask the question, and this is coming from a great alim who lived in Egypt, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said the only thing that the Arabs have perfected in the last 100 years is the art of torture. There are 3 prisons in Syria, Adra, Sitnaya, and Tadmur. There's more than 3, there's many, but these are the 3 most infamous. Tadmur is in Palmyra, the old Roman ruins. You can't see it because it's underground. Written on the door, Ad-dakhilu mafqood wal-kharijul mawlud. That the one who enters it is lost and the one who comes out from it is reborn. Why? Because if you go into the sijil of Tadmur, and you experience, wal-iyadu billah, we don't wish it on our worst enemy. The type of inhumane torture. أَرَأَيْتَ لِلْإِنسَانِ يُنْفَخُ بَطْنُهُ كَهَيْئَةِ الْبَالُونِ أَرَأَيْتَ لِلْإِنسَانِ يُلْهَبُ ظَهْرُهُ حَتَّى يَقُولَ حَتَّى يُسِيبَ بِالْجُنُونِ أَرَأَيْتَ لِلْإِنسَانِ يُوضَعُ رَأْسُهُ فِي الْقَيْدِ حَتَّى يَقُولَ أَنَا الْمُسِيءُ خُذُونِي. Some words of poetry. You know, the Arabs, they make poetry about everything, even about their suffering. Said, have you seen a human being being popped up like a balloon? Have you seen a human being being tortured with cigarettes in the most sensitive private parts of your body? Have you seen a human being whose head is being dipped and held in boiling water until he says, I am guilty? The amount of people that have died, over 13,500, these are the official statistics, have died just under torture in prison in Syria. Well, Jamaat al-Muslimin, yes, none of us want to be faced with this pain and the sadness, especially on the day of Eid. But I ask you, when this is happening, how do we celebrate? I'm not saying we're not going to celebrate Eid, but how are we going to celebrate Eid? The topic for today is actually about Zakat al-Fitr. That's why I started with قَدَ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, they are successful. الَّذِي تَزَكَّى. قَدَ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Both Abu al-Aliya and Qatada, two of the greatest of the Mufassirin from amongst the Tabi'een, they say this is with regards to Zakat al-Fitr. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, they are successful, those who give this zakah, this charity. And you need to understand something. Zakatul Fitr is not the zakah which, like the zakah that we pay on our wealth or on our crops. That is what we call zakatul amwal. That is zakah that you pay on material possessions, on wealth. The zakah of wealth. Zakatul Fitr is zakatul ashkhas. It is the charity that we pay on behalf of ourselves. That is why Zakat al-Fitr is on the man, the woman, the free, the slave, the elderly and the small. Even those who have not fasted. Those little ones that are not fasting. We have to pay Zakat al-Fitr on their behalf. On behalf of the Muslimin. And what is it? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وتعمة للمساكين من أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد الصلاة فهي صدقة من الصدقات. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ says, well, this particular hadith has been narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made obligatory Zakatul Fitr as a purification for the one who has fasted. Min al-laghwi wal-rafath. From vain speech, from obscene or vulgar speech, maybe confrontation or argumentation, anything that we might have done wrong, especially with our tongues, those bad things that we might have said whilst we were fasting, then Zakatul Fitr Tuhuratun is a purification for the fasting person. Min al-laghwi wal-rafathi wa tu'matun lil-masakin. And it is food. It is food for who? For the poor. In the whole month we've been fasting, feeling those pangs of hunger, in order to develop some empathy in our hearts, that we should then put our hands in our pockets and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the less fortunate. What did Abu Dharr radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu say? We spoke about it a few weeks ago. وَحِبُّ الْجُوعِ لِأَنَّ بِهِ يُقِّقَ قَلْبِي. I love to be hungry because when I'm hungry, my heart is softened. So alhamdulillah, our hearts are soft now. We're going to give our best. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبُ. Allah is pure and only accepts that which is pure. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, as we are preparing our Zakat al-Fitr, in other words, from the first night of Shawwal until Salah is established the next morning for Salat al-Eid, that is the obligatory waqt, the compulsory time for Zakat al-Fitr to be paid. What is it? 40 rand per person. But we can give more, of course. And if it is paid before Salah, then it is Zakatun Maqboola. Then it is accepted from the person as Zakat al-Fitr. And inshallah, the Siyam will be intact. We know the one riwayah that your Sawm is Mu'allaqun Bayna Sama'i wal-Ard. It is suspended in the air. It hasn't been accepted yet, as long as you have not paid Zakat al-Fitr. When you pay it, then inshallah, the Siyam will be accepted. And if it's paid after the Salah, Salat al-Eid, then it is sadaqatun min as-sadaqat. Then it is, it's just a charity from amongst charities. Now of course, Zakat al-Fitr that we are going to be paying now is going to be for the needy in our locality or in our community, in our society. And it can be taken out a day or 2 days before. That's according to the riwayah of Ibn Umar radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhuma. So a day or a day before, and preferably, yes, although the Ahnaf, the school of thought of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, it is permissible to give money. The stronger opinion, and it is the opinion of the Jumhur, that we should actually give food, because it's meant for the poor to enjoy Eid as we are enjoying it. And it can be of any staple food. I mean, in the hadith we have sha'ir, we have barley, we have tamar, dates, we have zabib, we have aqit, which is like cheese. But then if you read in the books of the fuqaha, even after the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when more staple foods became available, those were also given as zakat al-fitr. The idea is that we mustn't be enjoying Eid al-Fitr by ourselves. Others must also be enjoying it. Why have we spoken about Syria today? How are we going to have the time, the logistics of being able to take our zakat al-fitr and spending it on the Syrian people? I'm not talking about that. What I'm saying, Jamaat al-Muslimin, we know that when we come to the masjid on Tuesday or Wednesday, and our salah will be 8 o'clock, inshallah. Salah should be made after sunrise. Sunrise is about 1:45. And as long as the disk is above the horizon, the disk of the sun, that is the time to make Salatul Eid. So roughly 8 o'clock, inshallah ta'ala, we'll have our Salatul Eid at this masjid. I have a special request. And I have phoned Yusuf Muhammad, the CEO of Islamic Relief, and have asked him if he will send a special representative to come and make a special collection. Besides what you're going to give to Sanzaf and what you're going to, inshallah, very generously give to the treasurer of the masjid, Abdul Karim, for the looking after of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides that, I want you to bring a special envelope. A special envelope. And I have made my niyyah, and I'm saying this only with qan, only in agreement with the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينِ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those that spend their wealth in the night and in the day, in secret and in open, then they will have their reward with their Lord, and there'll be no fear on them as for that which is waiting them in the hereafter. Why? Because they are promised Jannah. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nor will they be saddened about anything that they've left behind in the dunya. Why? Because Allah has replaced it with Jannah. So based on that verse, عَلَانِيَةً, openly, I have made my niyyah to take 500 rand and put it in an envelope. Inshallah, I hope that you can better that, inshallah. Put it in an envelope. Islamic Relief will be here with their banner, with their representative. They are the most represented aid relief organization on the ground in Syria today. Jamaat al-Muslimin, there must be more that we can do. Do you know, during the Khilaf al-Abbasi, Al-Khilaf al-Abbasiyya, the Abbasid Caliphate, there was a Khalifa, his name was Mu'tasim Billah. Mu'tasim, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an. Mu'tasim, the one who holds fast onto the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During his reign as Khalifa, Umayriya, a town close to Ankara in Turkey, was occupied by the Crusaders. And as one of the Muslim sisters was being dragged off to prison by one of the Crusaders, she called out, Wa Mu'tasima! Wa Mu'tasima! Oh Mu'tasim! In other words, help! The message was taken all the way to Baghdad. No TV, no radio, no cell phone, no WhatsApp, no Snapchat, no Instagram, no nothing! He rode. How many days, how many nights, Allahu A'lam. The messenger rode. And he took it to the palace of the Khalifa. That this woman, one Muslim woman in distress, had called out for help. Wa Mu'tasima. Mu'tasim immediately said, take this message to the leader of those Crusaders. That this woman must be freed. And the oppression of the people of Umayriya must cease. Otherwise, I will prepare an army of which the beginning will be at the doors of Umayriya and the end will be still leaving Baghdad. When the message was taken back, the Crusader leader laughed. Mu'tasim took his army, set up his manajiq or manjaniq, Manjaq, Manjaniq, set up his catapults, laid siege, pounded the town of Umayriya until it capitulated and freed that woman. And when the woman was freed, he said to her, if it is said to you that when you called out for the help of Mu'tasim, did he come? What will be your answer? Qalat, na'am. She said, yes. How many women, how many children, not just in Syria, many parts of the Muslim world, are calling out, wa Muhammada, wa Mu'tasima, wa Muslima, oh Muslim, come and help me. And what do? We just carry on as normal. We just carry on as usual. Wallahi, we're not living in usual times. We're not living in normal times. We have no khilafah. We have no khalifa. We have no army. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. Allah says in the Quran, speaking to us, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they are downtrodden, oppressed Muslims in the world, those who are free, those who are not being oppressed, those who are not downtrodden, those who are living in prosperity, Allah is speaking to us and asking us, Malakum, what is wrong with you? Fatmakiya yala. That you don't fight in the way of Allah. Ya Allah, we have no khilafah. Ya Allah, we have no khalifa. Ya Allah, we have no army. Wal mustad'afin, what is wrong with you that you don't go fight in the path of Allah? And the downtrodden, oppressed of the men, women, and children are calling out, oh Allah, take us out of this oppressive place, this oppressive town, and make for us besides you an ally, a protector, and make from us besides you, make for us besides you a helper. My answer to that, Jamaat al-Muslimin, was the least, wallahi, the least we can do. Let's put our hands in our pockets. Do you know how much it's going to cost to rebuild Syria? What's the GDP, the gross domestic product of South Africa? Do you know? It's about 350 million per annum. Sorry? 350 billion. It's going to cost seven times that. 3 trillion rand is what it's going to, just to get started, to rebuild Syria. Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us not forget, inna hadhi ummatukum ummatan wahida. Indeed, this ummah of yours is one ummah. If we're not feeling anything, Jamaat al-Muslimin, then we're not of that ummah. Man lam yahtam bi amr al-Muslimin falaysa minhum. Whoever is not concerned with the condition of the Muslims, he is not of them. مثل المؤمنين في التواضيم وتراحم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى من عضو تداعى سائر الجسد بالألم والحمى وفي رواية بالسهر. We've done this hadith before, but I'm going to do it again. The likeness of the believers in the love that they have for each other, and in the mercy that they show towards one another, and in the compassion that they have for each other, and the empathy that they have for one another, is the likeness of a single body. If one part of that body feels pain, then the whole body feels the pain and the fever with that part of the body. In the other riwayah, if one part of the body feels pain, then it keeps the whole body awake at night. But alhamdulillah, now we are sleeping soundly every night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant for them also to sleep soundly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant for them also to have food. What are we going to have? I'm sorry, I don't mean to spoil your Eid, wallahi. I look forward. Tamati pochi and saltflesh and tong and boat. Yeah, salah. And it goes on and on and on and on. How many dishes are we going to have? Maybe we should cut back. Maybe we shouldn't be so extravagant anymore. Whilst we know that our brothers and sisters Not only do they not have any extravagance, but some of them don't have food. They're eating leaves and grass and gathering broken bits of bread that they found in the street.
I've taken up a lot of your time. Jamaatul Muslimin, wallahi, this is, oh, I'm not preaching. I'm reminding myself, wallahi, I'm here to remind myself. فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
So remind, for verily the reminder benefits the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to take the benefit from the Holy Quran and from the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to make a difference. Yemen is another story. Libya is another story. Afghanistan and Iraq is another story. Burma, the Rohingya people, another story. Somalia, another story. Kashmir, another story. And on and on and on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to have a good Eid, an Eid of consciousness, an Eid where we celebrate the oneness of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we spare a thought and whatever we can out of our pockets, under our mattresses, from our bank accounts, for our brothers and sisters that are suffering in Syria. There will be a special collection on Eid Day. Islamic Relief will be here. They will be collecting it, inshallah ta'ala, in the hope that it makes some difference to the condition of our brothers and sisters in Syria. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their pain and their suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring an end. Now, just recently, if not yesterday or the day before, there was a chlorine gas attack in Idlib. Many people died. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their pain. Rabbana ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh Allah, indeed we have wronged ourselves by being so lackadaisical, by being so unmindful, by being so selfish, Ya Allah. And if you don't forgive us and show us with your mercy, we will most certainly be of the losers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us all. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So reminder on behalf of Sanzaf, you can pay your fitra, fidya, zakah, sadaqah at Masjid al-Sunni. Laylatul Qadr program, which is Saturday night. Refreshments will be served after Taraweeh. And there'll be also a Layl Salah. And then the 29th night for the Layl program, Salatul Layl, which starts at 11 o'clock, Qari Nadeem Dawood will be here. SubhanAllah, I don't know if you've heard him recite. Allahu Akbar. He has taken the, if you take the voice of Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Shatri and the voice of Mashari al-Afasi and you put it together and you just, mashallah, make it a little bit stronger and clearer, then you have Qari Nadeem Dawood. To think we've got such talent, subhanallah, here. I think he just lives here, he told me, in the Republic of Rylands. Mashallah. So he will be here 29th, 11 o'clock, inshallah, for the Layl Salah. And then Eid Salah will be at 8 o'clock on either Tuesday or Wednesday morning, inshallah, depending on the sighting of the moon. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حيّ على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا صاحب الهم إن الهم منفرج أبشر بخير فإن الفارج الله اليأس يقطع أحيانا بصاحبه لا تيأسن فإن الكافي الله الله يحدث بعد العسر ميسرة لا تجزعن فإن الصاني الله إذا بليت فثق بالله وارض به إن الذي يكشف البلوى هو الله والله ما لك غير الله من أحد فحسبك الله في كل لك الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى صدق الله العظيم قال أبو العالية وقتادة أن هذه الآية نزلت في زكاة الفطر وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين من أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد الصلاة فهي صدقة من الصدقات في إخوة الأفاضل عندما نأتي إلى بيت من بيوت الله يوم العيد فلا ننسى إخواننا وأخواتنا وأمهاتنا وآبائنا وأولادنا في الشام في سوريا في إدلب في حلب ويذكرنا نحن أمته أمة واحدة فيقول مثل المؤمنين في تواضعهم وتراحمهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى سائر الجسد بالألم والحمى وفي رواية بسهر فإن شاء الله تعالى يوم العيد سنجمع بعض الصدقات ونرسلها إلى إخواننا وأخواتنا في الشام لعل الله تعالى يسهل لهم الأمر اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين
اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب، عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، في غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام، في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في ليبيا وفي بورما وفي اليمن وفي أفغانستان وفي العراق وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراسوا، سد الخلل، سو صفوفكم، فإن التسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps, and please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر. إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا مسلما وما أنا من المشركين. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له، وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نسبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اشف مرضانا.